3-3 Classic hits this Saturday. MTSU football back in action. The Blue Raiders kick off at 1 against UTEP at home at Floyd Stadium. Chip Walters and Big Joe will have the pregame for you starting at noon. Coverage also available on the 93.3 Classic Hits app and 93.3ClassicHits.com. Chase and Big Joe live today at Black Tap Craft Burgers and Beer, 143rd Avenue North, just across from the Batman Building. And as we do every Wednesday at 10:30, we say hello to MTSU head football coach Rick Stockstill, who is with us. Coach, congrats on the win. I know that has to feel good. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Chase. Joe, how you guys doing?
We're fantastic. And, you know, 40-6 at Floyd Stadium, you had the salute to the veterans. What does that do for just the confidence of a football team that, you know, has had such an up-and-down type year like you all have had?
Well, I think the big thing, Chase, is that, you know, as a coach, you know, you talk about things and you work on things and you try to do everything you can to give your team the best opportunity to win. And that was really the most complete game we've played. It was really good complementary football. And I say this, you know, and Joe was there, but, you know, we punt the ball down to the 2-yard line. And two plays later, we get a safety, you know, so we score points. Now they got to kick off from the 20. We get a return. We start on the plus 38, and ultimately we go down and score. You know, so your kicking game put it at the 2, which enabled your defense to start in really good field position and ultimately got a safety. Now they got to kick off from the 20. And then you go down and score. So it's a prime example of, you know, the offense, the defense, the kicking game, you know, playing complementary football. And there's a lot of other scenarios similar to that in that game. But, you know, we played really good complementary together football.
Coach, Saturday, you have said this before in talking to you. It is it's the best and worst day. It's senior day. You're proud of your seniors, but it's also tough because you got to say goodbye to guys who have given you everything. Does it ever get any easier on senior day?
No, you know, it's that's kind of an emotional day. And, you know, senior day has changed so much here the last 2 or 3 years because of the portal. You know, we got a couple guys that have been here 6 years. A couple guys have been here 2 years, a couple guys have been 3, a couple guys 1. You know, so each one of them have, you know, different amounts of sweat equity, so to speak.
Sure.
You know, in what they've given to this program, but they've all given something. And I just, it's a chance to just hug their neck one more time and just tell them how much you appreciate everything they did and the sacrifices that they made, you know, and it's, you know, it's emotional for them because some of them will never play football again, you know, or, I mean, they have another game after that, but, you know, this would be their last, you know, home game that they'll ever play a football game. So there's a lot of emotions that go into this day.
How do you remember your last home game under Bobby Bowden at Florida State?
I know we lost. We lost to Miami. I can't remember the score. But see, they didn't do that stuff back then. You know, the seniors didn't walk out and all that kind of stuff like they do now. That wasn't invented back then.
Oh, wow. I'm glad they have it now because I know what these guys mean to you. Go back to game last Saturday night, Coach, and just I think I told you on the postgame show, the way your receivers ran after catching the football was simply fantastic because they made so many – and they scored touchdowns. They got a lot of yards. You had to be awfully proud of how your receivers played Saturday, Coach.
Yeah, Joe, I thought they, you know, played with a really, really – good competitive edge. You know, their mental intensity, their focus, everything was, you know, really good. And I said it, it started, you know, early when Holden Willis caught a ball on our sideline and, you know, he lowered his shoulder and broke a tackle and ran through somebody. And then about 7 or 8, 10 yards later, you know, the same thing, you know, hits another guy that knocked him out of bounds. But that kind of energized the sideline a little bit, you know, and then, you know, I think it was the first one, Elijah Metcalf, you know, catches a little bubble screen and they got him hemmed up, but he keeps fighting, keeps competing and working and break the tackle. And they kind of give up on the play. They think he's down and he spits out there and scores. And, you know, then DJ, his, he kind of, Nick made a great throw right there at the end of the half and stuck it in between two guys and he just outran everybody. And Holden had a nice touchdown catch on their sideline in the second quarter down there where he, you know, caught a fake screen and go and, you know, put the brakes on. The guy overran it and he got in the end zone. And we finished it off with Jeremy Tate on his, you know, middle post touchdown where, you know, a couple guys bounced off of him and he got in there. So, again, I just thought everybody had a really, really high competitive edge going into that game.
We're talking MTSU head football coach Rick Stockstill. Again, they take on UTEP this Saturday at Floyd Stadium. I want to ask you kind of a philosophical question. As a coach that has a lot of skins on the wall, you've been doing this for a long time, but do you feel like with coaching that sometimes you got to play the mind games, whether it's with an opponent or with your own team to try and motivate, whether it's something that a coach says in a press conference that's really meant for maybe their team or meant for their opponent? Do we make too much of a big deal out of that as media, or does that stuff really go on?
No, I think a lot of times, you know, coaches, me included, coaches, you'll send a message, you know, through your media. I mean, when you're getting interviewed, you want to, you know, say some things. And I go back to our Miami game last year. You know, I said some stuff after that game that was out of character. I probably shouldn't have said, you know, when I'm saying, you know, we kicked their tail, you know. And I didn't need to say that. But I wanted our team to know that, hey, man, y'all kicked their tail, you know. And, you know, you send a message to your guys that you got their back, you know. And so I think people do that. And obviously, yeah, you're always trying to find different buttons to push to motivate your team during the course of the week. I don't know so much anymore about the so-called bulletin board material. You know, I think coaches have kind of gotten a little guarded in what they say about, other than Lane Kiffin, what they say about, you know, the opposing team. And I say that with all due respect. And, you know, so, but I do think that coaches try to, you know, I think Coach Saban's one of the best at sending messages through the media to his team.
Fantastic. Coach, UTEP rolls in on Saturday. What do you – I don't scare you about UTEP, but what's one thing that you got to caution against this UTEP minor football team coming here on Saturday?
Joe, it's going to be an old-school slobber knocker. And, you know, you're going to see – I mean, they're going to line up and try to, you know, mash it down our throats. I mean, you're going to see 21 personnel. You're going to see 12 personnel. Ooh. You know, you're going to see two tight ends. They're going to – you know, a fullback, you know, that's they've got probably the most experienced offensive line in the conference. I think four of the five were preseason all-conference guys. Their back is an all-conference guy. He's a 225-pound guy that is a physical runner. And so we got to be prepared for, you know, a fist fight, a street fight, and because it's going to be a physical game. And then they don't give up a lot of points defensively. They try to win the time of possession and limit your at-bats. And they do a good job of keeping the ball in front of them. And so it's going to be an old-school fist fight. And we got to play really, really efficient and effective. You know, we got to You know, when you play, especially when you play teams like this, you've got to be, you know, super cognizant of, you know, your ball security because, you know, it's they're not Army, Navy where they're going to, you know, take 40-plus minutes off the clock, but they do have the ability that they could if we don't get stops.
Fantastic. Coach, you got Chase and I, we're kind of upset that you didn't get honored on Senior Day. So what we're going to do one day is we're going to bring you and Greg Pogue on and honor our favorite seniors. Is that okay?
I'm not in the AARP, whatever it's called. I ain't in that club yet.
We got it. Coach, we love you. Thank you. We'll see you Saturday, sir.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
You too. Coach Rick Stock still joining
That's
us.
That's sad. He didn't get a senior day.
I know. You know what's funny? Like you think about these things that are just like old hat now for us. Like
right.
we like a senior day or whatever. And then he brings we didn't do that. And like it was just you just played the game.
My goodness. Know? That like, breaks it, my it heart, just, man.
It, I know. But it's like the and then now I want to know is well who decided to do a senior day for the first time? Like, it's kind of like Dusty Baker, who just retired, is a part of basically inventing the high five.
Is he?
Did you know that?
Like, I had no idea.
Like, and high fives are a part of everyday society now, but, you know, that was kind of like the, you know, doing the high five after a good at bat or whatever kind of started with those Dodger teams back with Dusty Baker.
What about the butt slap?
That I don't know.
That's. I'd like to know where that started from. we'll get Coach Stockstill.
I'd like to go back in time and go, do we really think this is a good idea?
But we'll honor Coach Stockstill. We'll throw Greg Pogue in there as well, I guess. No, we'll just honor Coach
Quite
Stockstill.
Frankly, we will. we will do that. Coming up next, again, we're live today at Black Tap Craft Burgers and Beer. You'll be here till 1 o'clock. I'm hanging around as well. Going to give away some great prizes. 143rd Avenue North, just across from the Batman Building. Black Tap boasts Nashville scene best of Nashville readers poll wins for best burger, best new bar, best new restaurant, as well as Burger Week's best original burger for its signature Tennessee burger. I'm going to be trying one of those here very, very soon. So come by and see us. They open in about 15 minutes or so. We're going to do some celebrity birthdays and also talk a little bit more about Black Tap. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.